Hey guys, it's producer Kyle. Here is a 5-minute preview of this year's bonus episode of the Jackie and Lauren Show. To listen to this and hundreds of hours of additional bonus content from your favorite Max Fun shows, go to MaximumFun.org/join to select or upgrade a membership. Enjoy.
Guess who's coming into the room? Max Fun, this is just for you. These are people that are on our text thread.
Oh, right.
Right.
So you threw it open, and who's coming in? I'm excited.
It's Pamela. Did I not make you a co-host?
Pamela Walt.
Pamela Walt, who is in her vehicle. Hello, Pamela. You're muted.
She's on mute. Yes. And okay. Well, she'll pop in when she does.
I'm just gonna do the interview on mute if that's okay.
Yeah.
That's ideal. And then we get to talk longer. Yeah. Pamela Walt, throw out a handle. How are people? It's pancakes, right?
No, are you ready for this? Buckle up. It's a house underscore underscore pancake.
No, Pam, what are you doing with two underscores? What on earth?
Any Lori 16 would like to know why it isn't just Pamela Walt.
Why isn't it Pamela 16? That's what I'm asking.
What is the 16 for?
It's my birth date. I'm on the 16th.
Oh, actually, that helps me a lot because I always think it's on the 17th. This has really revealed something to me because our birthdays are 4 days apart.
Yeah. So, 17th would be 3 days apart, Jackie. Also, math could also help you remember things as well.
Hey, thank God you've come, Pamela.
We're at each other's throats.
Are you working?
What's up?
You got work? What do you got comedy wise?
Comedy dates or what I'm doing right now is
what are you writing about? What do you like? Do you still like comedy? What's happening? Do you love it?
Oh, have you ever gotten to the point where just the cadence of stand up makes you nauseous? That's kind of
oh boy.
That's my turn.
That's a bad place.
But not willing to quit either, you know? So that.
Yeah.
I like that. Not willing. Like your willingness has been taken away.
You could take action, Pam, and you won't do it.
Funny.
I love that. Where are you? It is midday here on a Tuesday or something in March. Are you off to do some writing? Are you off to?
Yeah, I'm just, okay, don't be jealous, but I am eating sushi in my car.
That's so LA.
So LA. And I'm going to write at Renee Percy's house, actually. So I'm in my car, kind of outside her house.
How many neighbors of Renee's have called the police right now? Is a Twitter with there's a blonde gal eating sushi right in front of my house.
Nothing more threatening in Los Angeles than to see what possibly might be an aspiring actress.
I feel like what's happening right now is some kind of like scared straight for entertainment programs in my car. So just send your kids my way and I'll take care of that for you.
What topics are you writing to these days? Are you writing to anything kind of exciting?
I don't know. Health stuff.
Oh, you're doing a lot of health stuff? Because you have health stuff, right?
Yeah, I have health stuff, and then I thought I had more health stuff, and then I don't. So now I'm like, can I still talk about that?
I think you can. That is? That's a happy ending. That's what that is. That's a joke that has a happy ending. No, it's perfect. Nobody wants to be sad at the end of it. That's you're just like,
I love
and?
It.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, if you're not supposed to be sad at the end, then I've been doing comedy
wrong. here's my recommendation, unsolicited. Flip it around. Start with the sad, end with the happy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. See if it gets you any more or less work, and then don't come back to me if it gets you less. But I'd like to take credit if it gets you more.
What are you guys up to?
I got to do all of my new jokes from the last six pages of my notebook because I did an LA show last night and it was a goddamn delight. I was at the Blind Barber. I did 15, 16 minutes and I got to check my notes. I'm going to do Uncab later in the week where I'm going to do it again. I did go to the vault a little. I mean, I didn't go to the vault. I went to all